Age of Minority, a podcast for youth about the gospel. I'm your host, Jaquel, here with my co-host, pastor, and dad, Sean.
Welcome, Jaquel, to episode 61.
Thank you,
episode
Dad.
Episode 61. Oh, yeah, we're not supposed to say what number episode it is.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's actually episode 60, but...
What? Oh, my goodness, Bubs. You're the worst sometimes.
How's it going, Jaquel?
It is going pretty well.
Yeah.
I've got a little bit of a scratchy throat.
Oh,
I think our sick housemates may be passing on their illness to me. I'm hoping not. I've drank so much water today. It's crazy.
I haven't drank any water today. I had some water that was passed through coffee grinds, but that
well,
was
well, you need to go back and listen to last week's episode. I didn't even mention
about water.
Drinking water is very important to your health.
I know. I didn't drink any water today.
Well, now you know what you're doing tonight.
So, yeah, we got a sick home, but we're not sick. We're healthy.
No, I mean, we're sick in, like, the cool way. Like, we are sick, yo.
That's not how they talk anymore, Jill.
Oh,
that was,
like,
10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
No, young people are laughing everywhere at us right now because you just said
okay.
We're sick. You know when things were sick? Things
when?
Were sick back, 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Remember when I was working at the Arc,
yes.
Hanging out with the skaters?
Yeah.
That's just when sick got big, and now sick is not sick anymore. Now,
okay.
If you're sick, you're just sick.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. Like, I'm open to be corrected.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Well, neither of us are particularly in touch with the slang of today's youth, so maybe today's youth could tell us.
We're in touch with the youth, just not with the slang.
Exactly.
Like, we know what's going on with the youth. That's the whole point of this podcast.
Yeah, we do.
But when it comes to the slang, we're not so great with the slang.
No,
we try to keep up with it, but we really don't.
No, I don't really care.
Not at all. We don't know what it means to be woke or anything.
Okay, I do know what that means.
You do?
Yeah. It means to be, like, especially aware of social justice issues.
Okay, so what does it mean to get swole?
That means to get really fit.
Wow.
Like, to get really buff. Okay, apparently I know more about the slang of today's
youth
really
than
I
knew. You are really hip, man.
I am. Yeah, well, see, Travis knows all the slang.
Oh,
He's a smart cultural cookie.
He's our token cool kid.
Yes, he explains to me.
We're not cool.
And sends me trending videos so I understand what's going on.
And we don't attempt to be cool.
No.
No.
We're cool because we are so nonchalant about not being cool.
We're completely comfortable. Do you keep hearing that furnace? Oh, my goodness, man. That furnace is going like crazy. Easy.
It just stopped, though.
It is cold. I'm sorry for the furnace people. I apologize
the
for
furnace
it.
The furnace people?
No.
Who are the furnace people?
No, furnace comma people. There's people in the furnace room.
I'm sorry for the people all around the room dressed in their dirty overalls.
Oh, that's a good one.
They live
that's
in
a good
our
one.
Furnace.
Furnace comma people.
Okay.
I'm sorry about the furnace. Last time, I wasn't sorry. This time, it's going all the time because it's very cold here in Canada, eh?
Yes.
Like, very cold.
Yes, the stereotype is true. The stereotype is true. It's cold in Canada.
Yeah, it's cold here, and it's cold in Toronto.
Yes,
isn't
where
it,
I just was. Toronto.
Yes, not Toronto.
No.
Toronto.
Yeah. Inside joke to last week's episode. If you haven't listened to it, go and listen to it. Plug, plug, plug.
I'm sure they did. Everybody does.
Oh, everybody does. I'm sure everybody has listened to last week's
episode. Jaquel. Jaquel, what's going on?
What is going on?
Yeah.
Well,
tell me about yourself.
Well, my name is Jaquel Crow. I'm your daughter, 20 years old. I'm 5'3".
Yeah.
Are
you 5'3"?
Yes, I am.
Really?
Why? Did you think I was shorter or taller?
I don't have a clue how tall you are.
Well, now you know.
I never measure you.
Well, thank goodness we could have this conversation.
Wow, yeah, I'm 6 inches taller than you.
I am really happy with this height. I know some people, like, it's short, and some people do not like being short. I love being short.
Whatevs.
Because I just have tall friends and they reach things for me.
Sure.
And
or you can step on a ladder.
Yeah, that's
you know,
true
but
too.
A tall
or
person
a chair.
Can't a tall person can't become shorter.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So when you're short, you can extend your reach, but tall people can't.
It's
you
true.
Know, they bump their heads on everything and they can't they gotta buy oversized cars and
important issues being a girl, I can wear high heels. And
also,
shouldn't be that difficult for me to find a guy who's taller than me.
Fair enough.
That's where we've got priorities.
But what if you meet a guy who's super tall?
Then
that's like weird.
It would be weird, but I could deal with that.
Okay, so what is the optimal height range that you're looking for in a male?
I don't know.
This is getting really weird, but I'm just
going
with it.
This is extremely weird.
So what is the optimal height?
Okay, so I'll just let you into my weird
11.6
female brain. He has to be tall enough that I can wear high heels, and he's still taller than me.
Okay, well, so how tall are you with high heels on?
Depends on the heels, but
in general,
I would probably say, oh, I don't know how tall heels are, like 5'6".
This is going to be the weirdest intro that we have ever
done. I think so.
I really think we should get to the issue we're discussing.
let's just move along.
All right. So what are we talking about, Jekyll?
We're talking about theology today.
Really? Can we not talk about something more interesting? Like, I hate talking about theology.
I know you do, Bub, but you're just going to have to soldier through this one.
I would rather talk about, like, video games or pop music.
Or maybe we could talk about exercise and food some more.
Halo Top ice cream.
Oh, I know.
I mean,
I
would way rather. No. No, Jekyll.
Let's just end that joke right now.
Let's just get to. I just can't keep the charade anymore.
Yeah.
I love theology.
I like how you kept last week's introduction super long because you were just like, didn't care about rambling on about anything. But this week, you're like, no, let's just cut it short. Let's just get to theology.
You know, we're 5 minutes in. We're over 5 minutes in. So we have rambled enough.
Well, we have no time to spare.
It's time to bring this rambling on to a point. So what are we talking about, Jekyll?
Okay, well, Say it again.
Just a minute, Jekyll. Let's try this again. What are we talking about, Jekyll?
We're talking about theology.
Okay, I can't hear that enough. What are we talking about again, Jekyll?
Oh my goodness, this is so bad. Okay, we're talking about theology, but we're talking about especially teenagers and theology and why teenagers should care about theology and why sometimes the church underestimates teenagers in regards to theology.
You got some weird thing going on right now.
Okay, thank you.
Church and theology.
Just trying to include theology as much as I can.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So every time I hear that word theology, I just, my eyes light up. Yes. But I want to expand this episode beyond teens and theology. I want to say that everyone needs theology. Actually, didn't somebody write a book? What book did R.C. Sproul write about theology? Obviously, R.C. Sproul wrote tons of books on theology, but what was the one book? Was it called Everyone's a Theologian?
Yes, it is.
Have you read that book?
I have not.
Oh, have I read that book? I'm not sure if I've read that book or not, but anyway.
I've heard great things about it.
Yeah.
And R.C. Sproul wrote it.
Okay,
so
we're definitely recommending that one.
Yes.
Definitely read that one. But when it comes to theology, what is theology, Jekyll?
Well, most literally, I guess, its definition is the study of God.
The study of God. So everyone is a theologian, not just every Christian.
Yeah.
Everyone is a theologian because everybody has some view of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so the issue we want to address is whether you're a good theologian or a bad theologian. But we're talking explicitly about we want to encourage you to study theology.
To, of course,
be in the Word of God. That's your primary resource. You want to be studying who God is from God's Word, but also beyond that, reading other books that talk to us about theology.
Sure. Yeah. Well, and I think when we think about the fact that theology is a study of God, as Christians, shouldn't we want to know who God is? Shouldn't we be motivated by delight in theology, loving to study God?
Yeah, well, how do you, Jekyll, answer me this. How do you love God more? Actually, first of all, as a Christian, our goal should be to love God more and more and more,
mm-hmm.
right? How do you love God more?
By knowing him more.
Yes, you have to know God more to love God more. And so, you know, you hear people talk about the fact that I just want my love for God to be strengthened. I just want my faith in God to be strengthened. Then study theology. Learn about who God is so that you can delight in God. So now, Jekyll, what about teens in particular? Why do teens need to study theology?
Well, I think we hit on the first reason, because every single Christian needs to study theology. Like, I think sometimes we sort of put teens in their own category when they don't really need to be in their own category.
Oh, they don't need their own category?
They don't.
In some respects, they do.
In some respects, they do, but in some respects, they don't. Like,
yeah.
They don't in the sense that we are kind of, like, making them the junior or baby Christians.
Yeah, yeah.
That it's like we need to, I don't know, just, like, talk down to them or anything like that.
Fair enough.
Like,
yep.
Teens need theology the same way that teens need to be involved in the local church and whatnot, as with older Christians. But I do think it's interesting that Scripture does explicitly call teenagers to know God. I think of that oft-quoted verse, 1 Timothy 4:12. Don't let anyone look down on you because you were young, but set an example for the believers.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, in faith, in love, in speech, in purity, all of these things. But first of all, he says, set an example for mm-hmm. the believers. Like, that should be showing a sign of spiritual maturity.
Mm-hmm.
And then also he specifically says, in faith.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and how do we have more faith? How do we know God more? by studying theology, by studying who he is. And so I think young people, young Christians, should be very concerned because God has the expectation that they will study theology.
Yeah, and you hit on a main thing there when you said that he calls them to set an example. So it changes the way you live.
Yeah.
If you want to live for God, you need to know God. And so the more we know God, the more we can live for God in the way that God would want us to live. So when it comes to teens and theology, what in particular, what kinds of things, how will studying theology help a teen live for the glory of God in particular ways?
A lot of ways. So I will say that I did write a Gospel Coalition article called, I think it's called Why Teens Need Theology.
Yeah.
And my point was that, like, studying different attributes of God even will inform and change practical things in a young person's life. For example, studying God's justice helps teenagers to know how to do what's right. So reading scripture, seeing how God hates evil, and seeing specific passages where he is against, murder and violence and these things, that should help us to love truth and be able to see in this very morally complex and confusing age what is just and what is right.
Yeah, I mean, tomorrow morning I'm going to be preaching on Exodus chapter 21, verses 12 through 17. And this is the Book of the Covenant. And it's these are explanations, applications of the Ten Commandments. And in verses 12 through 17 there, it's talking about if you murder somebody, then you need to be killed, capital punishment. It talks about the punishment for kidnapping. It talks mm-hmm. about all these punishments. And people will look at it and they'll go, wow, that's harsh. They'll look at it and they'll go, like, what application does this have today?
Yeah.
But learning what God thinks about life, how much God values life, helps us to value life in the same way.
Right.
Looking at what God says is just helps us to know what is right and wrong. So it's very important to know who God is. We don't get to determine what is right and wrong based upon what we feel.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get to determine what is right and wrong based upon what society says. We need to determine what is right and wrong based upon who God is and what God says. So yeah, excellent. Good. What
Absolutely.
Else?
Studying God's love gives teenagers really the foundation for all of our relationships with people. So this is an extremely practical way how theology informs our relationships, like how we treat our parents and our siblings and our friends and people that we might be romantically interested in. Like, all of those things should be informed by the fact that God loves his people unconditionally, but he loves in a unique, special way. And by knowing these things about God, like, that should change how we treat others.
Yeah. And I mean, when you talk about how God loves, I mean, the thing about God, and this is where it's so important. We need to study who God is if we want to understand love, because God is love.
Yeah.
God is not just loving. God is love. And so understanding who God is and the love that he has poured out upon us, that then helps us to love others. I mean, if we don't understand that God is love, how can we love? We don't even know what love is.
Yeah.
So, yeah
that's absolutely. So true. I just read that somewhere the other day, that it's like, love is not just like an attribute of God. Like, God is the definition of love.
He is love. Yeah. He is perfect, perfect love. Yeah.
Also, studying God's holiness reveals who we are and what our purpose is. So we are so craving an identity right now. We want to know why we're here and how we're supposed to live. And seeing God's set apartness, his otherness, his perfection, all the things that are wrapped up in his holiness really should equip us with a deep desire to live for him and to pursue holiness ourselves.
Yeah, we pursue holiness because he is holy. We read that in Leviticus. We read that in 1 Peter. We are to pursue holiness because God is holy. Yep.
Also, studying God's sovereignty gives us answers in the midst of cultural and global confusion. Mm-hmm. So we know that God is not chaotic or capricious or unpredictable, and that should give us a sense of stability, and it shouldn't leave us hopeless in the face of big, weird, scary, evil things that happen both in our society and abroad.
Yeah, well, that's throwback to the Providence episode.
Exactly.
I mean, I have all sorts of things to say about that issue, but we pretty much covered those in that last episode.
Yeah, or the Why Do Bad Things Happen episode.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah, and finally, we have, but, like, we've just picked on a couple pieces of theology. Like, theology is such this ocean studying God's attributes could go on forever. Yeah. But the final one that we've picked is studying God's goodness gives us comfort in our pain. So God is not mean. He is not a fun sucker toying with our lives. He genuinely, truly is good, and he cares for us. And that should comfort us in our suffering, in our sickness, when bad things happen.
Yeah, so if a young person is listening to this and they're thinking to themselves, well, I think it is important to study theology. How does somebody start? What kind of things should a young person be doing if they're just thinking to themselves, boy, I've never realized I should be more focused on theology. What kinds of things would you suggest they do?
Yeah, I think the most fundamental thing they should do is get into God's Word more, mm-hmm. /regularly/consistently, mm-hmm. and. It's the beginning of a new year.
Yes, it is.
What better suggestion do I have than to start a Bible reading plan?
Absolutely.
Maybe even a Bible reading in a year plan. Or if you have never done that, maybe you want to do it in 2 years. But I think having a plan that does keep you disciplined, reading all of Scripture, yeah. I think that is hugely important. If you want to know who God is, you need to see where his character is spoken of in all of Scripture.
Yeah, I mean, God's Word teaches us who God is and how we are to live in response to who God is. So if you are a Christian, if you love God, then why would you not want to know everything that he has to say?
Yeah.
Why would you want to pass that up? I really think, Jaquel, that it is not out of line to suggest that every Christian, I don't care how old they are, if you are a Christian, you should be on a regular Bible reading plan.
Yep.
And if you are, I'm trying to think of what age, but I'm thinking if you're a teenager anyway, you should be reading the Bible in a year. Like, we're talking 20 minutes of reading a day.
Mm-hmm.
20 minutes of reading a day. Like, you compare that to, and I'm not trying to Jesus juke here, but you compare that to how much somebody watches television or plays video games,
yeah.
or reads other books. I mean, that's one of the things I sometimes can be guilty of. I kind of rush through my Bible reading so I can get to other books.
Yeah.
So, I'm not saying I've got this all figured out, but what I am saying is that every Christian should be. And again, it's not a rule or a legalistic law that you have to read the Bible every year.
Yeah.
But I think that's a reasonable pursuit, mm-hmm. is to read the Bible in a year. And there are so many plans. There's no excuses.
Yeah.
I actually use YouVersion's app to keep me on track for my Bible reading in a year. And it's fantastic. You don't have to start it on January 1st.
Yeah.
If you miss a day, you can get caught up. You can just keep on moving. I mean, that really is the place to start. This is where, if you want to be a good theologian, the first thing you need to do is get in your Bible.
Yeah, and a help for that may be to invest in a really good study Bible.
Yeah.
So, too, that we love and use and support is the ESV Study Bible and also the CSB Study Bible.
Yeah. Now, I haven't done as much work with the CSB,
right.
CS Bible Study Bible. It, and I'm not sure even the new one, I haven't used it at all. I
yeah.
don't know how similar it is to the other one. But the other one, I did like it. Did give a lot of good historical details and that sort of thing. I did find the ESV a little bit better when it came to theological issues and that sort of thing. Not one was right and one was wrong. I just found that the ESV was a little more helpful in that way. But both of those. And also, there's also a Zondervan Study Bible. This is the most recent study Bible. Don Carson is the editor. That's another apparently excellent study Bible. I have it on Kindle. I've dabbled in it a little bit. Everything I've seen is excellent. But
yeah.
And that's really, I mean, I think that's a good place to start. If you don't have a good study Bible, it's funny, back in the day, I was never much into study Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
There weren't great study Bibles, but nowadays there's a plethora of good study Bibles. So I think that's a great place to start, Jaquel.
Yeah. Now, I want to ask you, Pastor Dad, maybe what are some resources that you would recommend moving past Scripture? So we've already recommended the R.C. Sproul book, Everyone's a Theologian.
Yeah.
Do you have any other books or studies that you would recommend?
Well, I mean, there's lots of them, really. I think that you should have a balanced approach to what you read. So I think that you should be reading books about who God is. And again, I'll just throw out one recommendation. I would throw out R.C. Sproul's The Holiness of God. Right? That one focuses on who God is. It focuses on his holiness. So books like that, books that talk about who God is. But then you want to also read books about practical theology or books about life application, I was going to say things like trusting God even when life hurts, but really that one really focuses on who God is and his sovereignty also.
True.
Maybe books like The Pursuit of Holiness, or books of that nature. You want to be reading books about, you also want to be reading books that address topics in the Bible. You might even want to start reading books about certain books of the Bible. There's commentaries out there that really are written not so much for the pastor preparing his sermons, but for the layperson in the chair, and for right. young people even. If there's a book of the Bible that you're interested in, you ask your pastor for an appropriate commentary for you to read, and I bet you he'll be able to point you to one.
Yeah, definitely. I heard someone just raving about Dale Ralph Davis.
Ralph Davis is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, or there's, I mean, there's even other, like John MacArthur's got commentaries on the entire New Testament. Mm-hmm. Those ones are super accessible and super helpful. I mean, there's all sorts. There's commentaries are not just for pastors. So,
cool.
So yeah, that's some places I would start anyway.
Yeah, and the thing is, there's so many places you can go from here. And this is something that, like Dad said, if there's a specific book of the Bible that you want to get into more,
yeah.
if there's a specific attribute of God you want to study mm-hmm. more, like
yeah.
there is, God's character is so infinite that you will never end your study of him. So...
Yeah.
Start.
Yeah. And then, I mean, the other thing I would want to say, too, is there's different ways to study theology. So
yeah.
so you can get into theology systematically.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can get a book where you go through specific doctrines. It'll start with the doctrine of God and it will go on to the doctrine of the word. I think there, you know, Louis Burkhoff has one. Michael Horton has one. There's one that's very famous and popular. Wayne Grudem has put out. There's lots of good systematic theologies out there. Or else you can look for biblical theology
mm-hmm.
and biblical theology will trace a theme all the way through the Bible. And there's all sorts of good biblical theologies out there. There's a little book that I read that I think is really helpful if you want to know what biblical theology is. And it's called What is Biblical Theology by James
yep.
Hamilton. That is an excellent little book. And then there's historical theology. And that would trace what people have believed about certain issues all through the time. And one of those that Jaquel and I just finished reading was Herman Bovink. He did an excellent four volumes called The Reformed Dogmatics, and it addresses it's more sort of a historical theology but also a systematic theology. So there's different disciplines and different ways that you can go at it, but what we want to say is that we want you to be encouraged to pursue the study of theology in every way possible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do not think that theology is just for pastors
yep.
or it's just for professors or it's just for academics. Theology is for everyone, and the resources are endless. There
mm-hmm.
are so many good resources out there. So
very true.
Yeah, commit yourself to theology.
I think a lot of young people really have been deceived, or parents or youth workers, by these ideas of low expectations, that people just may not expect young people to be passionate or interested in theology, and we do.
Yeah.
God has very high expectations for you as a young person. Following Christ is not going to be easy, but it will be delightful and joy-filling. And so, yeah, we just want to encourage you to study theology. We know you can do it, and we think that you will reap massive rewards from it.
Yeah, no, we recognize that not everybody is a book nerd like Jaquel and I.
It's true.
But the point is that, you know, like, you might be more of an outdoors person. You might, you know, be more interested in working with your hands. That's okay. Like, I think about our church, and I think about the cross section of people that we have in our church. And we have all different sorts of people that have all different sorts of interests, and some people really like reading and other people not as much. But as a church together, we really promote that everybody ought to be studying theology to some degree.
Yep.
And so for you as a young people, or for you as a young people, for you as a young person, you know, you need to be thinking about how you should be studying theology. It doesn't mean that you have to sit down and read Calvin, although Jaquel and I both think you should, and that you will benefit from it. But it does mean that you do need to be studying who God is. You do need to be digging into the attributes of God, seeking to know God more, because mm-hmm. if you don't know God more, then you can't know how to live for God more. We want to make very clear that we want to connect, and I'm going to use the phrase, and hopefully Joe Thorne and Jimmy Fowler haven't copyrighted this, but we want to connect doctrine to devotion, mm-hmm. right? So it's not, we don't just want to know all these facts so that we know all these facts about who God is. We want it to change how we live. So be focused on learning who God is and then thinking about how that changes the way that you live. I mean, that's what we're all about, right?
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. So when they're done studying theology for the day.
Thank goodness you added that.
Right?
I was like, you're never done studying theology.
Right. So then what should they do?
Well, then they can go use their time in a great way by going to the internet and looking us up on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and our website, ageofminority.com.
Hey, I didn't even mention websites, Matt. Nowadays, you can go online and study theology, but you need to be careful.
Yes, you
right?
really do.
Because there's a lot of bad theology out there. So let me just, I know you were just going to go into your outro there. I led you right
what?
In. But
gave it away.
But people should go on the internets and they can study themselves some good theology. They can go to websites like the Ligonier website. Tons of resources. They can go to the Desiring God website. Tons of resources. I hear there's this girl who wrote a book that put some articles there. I don't know, some weirdo from Canada somewhere.
Yeah, but not from Toronto.
No, not from Toronto. You can go to the Gospel Coalition. There's lots of good resources. I don't know. If only there was like a site for young people that were Christians, Jaquel. Too bad there isn't.
Yeah, I wish.
Can you think of something
especially
like that?
Especially for like teens rebelling against low expectations.
Yeah, they could call it like the Revolution or something like
that.
Yeah,
like a rebellion and a revolution all in one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like therevolution.com.
And they, yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, there's tons of resources out there, but I do want to caution you, if you're going to Google a theological term, maybe talk to your pastor, talk to somebody who knows a few more things than you, because there is a lot of bad stuff out there on the internet, but there's also a lot of good stuff.
It's true. Google is not the most trusted theologian. We should just say that right now.
And do not get your theology from Wikipedia.
Yeah.
I mean, start with the Bible. Keep in mind that you learn theology in the context of a local church, and then pursue other resources. Ask your pastor, ask your parents, ask your friends, ask people that you trust. Ask Jaquel or I. We will point you to good theology if there's something in particular you're looking for. So I want to say again, we just hope that we've encouraged you to recognize that you are a theologian, and we really hope that you want to be a good theologian.
It's true.
But again, after they're done over at the Ligonier site or the Grace to You site or some other site, then what should they do again, Jaquel?
Well, they can head over to iTunes and leave us an honest 5-star review about how much they love theology and also how much they love us. So.
And that's it?
That's it. That's all they have
to
say. Well, I already mentioned social media, so all I really had was that. But if you do ever want to contact us with questions about resources or anything like that, you can always email us at Jaquel or Sean at ageofminority.com.
All right, Jaquel, until next week.
This has been Age of Minority.